Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Special shout out today to the folks at Brent Ridge Ford, Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang, 780-352-6048. That's where you can start your new vehicle journey at Brent Ridge Ford, the dealer that doesn't forget about you after you purchase. If you value fair treatment and full transparency, reach out to Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang, 780-352-6048. Brent Ridge Ford is a 12-time President's Diamond Club Award winners for customer satisfaction. Brent Ridge Ford is your Ford truck authority on the Auto Mile in Wetaskiwin. Still to come, the Oilers Now Prospect Report in this day in Oilers history for New West Travel, but we are pleased to head off to the River Creek Resort and Casino Hotline. We open with some Dean Martin today. And Dean Martin's pretty smooth, or was pretty smooth back in the day, but he ain't got nothing on our next guest. We welcome back to the show one of the most popular members of the Edmonton media contingent, Gene Principe. Hello, Gene. How are you?
Hey, that's amore, Bob. That's amore. Dino was a beautiful, beautiful human being, wonderful Italian. I used to love the Dean Martin roast for some of your listeners that are in and around our age, and he was part of that Brat Pack. Imagine how much fun they had in places like we're in right now, Vegas.
Well, apparently Dean kept it pretty straight, though he liked to have a 7-Up spiked with something back in the day, which, frankly, yeah, I thoroughly admire. Don Rickles, for me, was the stuff he got away with.
Oh, you, if you watch, like, yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's
my two favorite comics, I think, would have been Rodney Dangerfield and Don Rickles. And yep, actually, Don Rickles came to Edmonton. One of your listeners might fix this and get it right for me, but I think it was like around 99, 2000, 2001. And actually my wife, I can't remember if she got tickets or was going to get tickets because she knew how much I loved Don Rickles, but the Oilers were playing that night. I don't remember if it was out of town or in town and I couldn't go to the show. But oh yeah, the you watch some of those videos, and it looks like it was 1,000 years ago that they got away with the stuff they got away with, not, let's say, 20, 30 years ago or 40.
Back when you could have a little bit of fun. Gene, how much fun was it last night at Mullet Arena? Because when I came down from the radio booth, which was 30 feet above the ice and about 20 feet from the ice, and joined you for the second intermission, you were you may as well have been a popular politician, because you were shaking hands and kissing baby. You must have had hundreds of people come up to you and say hi last night.
Yeah, it was bonkers. I mean, Louis and Jack were inundated with fans. You know, just to give people an idea of the rink, if, I mean, I know they saw it or likely saw it on TV during the game, and you described it on radio with Cam. I mean, it was just, you know, I think of the U of A. I think of so many rinks that we've been in. It's all just sort of right there. There's no, you know, there was some sort of suites, theater boxes, whatever you want to call them. But you're right in the masses. People are all around you, and the Oilers fans last night were unbelievable. We know that, Bob, that in many of the warm weather cities, I'm sure we'll see a lot in Vegas tonight, California, Arizona, they're there. But last night, they were there in droves. And it was fun to meet so many people. And they appreciate, you know, what you do, and Cam and Louie and Jack. They watch, they listen. So it was a lot of fun. As for the atmosphere, I loved it. Like, I really did enjoy it. But you have to kind of separate the idea that, you know, this is an NHL team. These are NHL players playing in this kind of rink. from a broadcast standpoint, from a environment standpoint. For one game, it was great. But the other side of it is that it is the National Hockey League, the best league in the world, and is that rink fitting for the best league in the world, the best players in the world that happen to reside on the Oilers?
From NHL Hockey and Rogers and Sportsnet, Gene Principe, Bob Stauffer with you in order. So year 15 for me, Gene. Are you at 20 or 21 and around there?
Well, I'm at, so 98 was my first year of hosting. I did three seasons on A Channel, which is now City TV. So if my math is right, I think next season,
25
would, will be, 25. So they have gone by fast. I remember moving back to Edmonton in the summer of 98, and my wife was pregnant with our first child, and here he is now wrapping up a science degree. And life goes fast sometimes, too fast. But as you've said many times, and I couldn't agree with you more, you and I are only 11 months apart. Happy birthday. And we grew up in Edmonton, me on the rough north side, rough and tough, you on the south side. But we've had the opportunity to spend time with the team we grew up watching, cheering for, enjoying. And, you know, it's been a great run. And let's hope, I know you got many years to go as long as you want. I'm hoping to do the same, Bob.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking, I'm going to ask you, maybe educate the listeners or share with us. Has there been one or two moments? I know one of the moments for me and you, you remember this, was when Wayne traveled with us. Wayne was in his, you know, he was a VP of the Oilers Entertainment Group at that time. And he made about, I'd say, somewhere between a half to a third of the road trips. And one night we were just sitting there, and it was a bit of a rough trip. The team had lost in Nashville. There was a disputed goal. They actually changed the rule on the goal, and they said Jujhar Khaira was offside when he wasn't, and that to clarify the rule at a later date. And that was, and the Oilers were having a tough go at that time. And Gene, I'll never forget, we're sitting there and Wayne's telling stories on the bus as we landed in Ontario, California to go into Palm Desert.
Yep.
And you just looked at me and you said, could you imagine two guys from Edmonton sitting here looking back, you know, into the height of the Oilers dynasty in the 1980s and Wayne's sitting there talking. I mean, but have there been a couple, you know, are there a couple, either an on-air or off-air moment where you just sort of laugh and shake your head about sort of the experience as to what's happened?
Well, I remember my first season, Tom Pody, I think it was Todd Marchant, set up Tom Pody for an overtime winner in San Jose, which clinched a playoff spot for Edmonton. And it would have been, you know, game 80, 79, 80, somewhere really late in the season. And what I'll remember, I think one of the great things, Bob, and I have the opportunity as a sideline host or reporter, is that when the team is coming out, or a lot of times when they're coming off the ice and you're right there and they're high-fiving and just enjoying that moment, and you get to kind of enjoy it too as an outsider, but you're on the inside because you're so physically close to them. And I remember them coming off the ice and going, we did it, we did it. Ron Lowe, who was the coach at that time, said, they're never taking that away from me as we walked back to the hotel. And that was my first sort of experience as a Oiler broadcaster after experiencing my entire life to that point as an Oiler fan. I remember that trip to Nashville with Wayne, and Wayne was always so kind with you and New West Travel regarding his time and spending time with people. You know, he's the great one, not just because of his 894 goals and all those points that he's put up. Wonderful human being. I remember we were in Nashville, and Wayne kind of turned around. You were there, Bob, and he goes, anybody want to go for lunch? I'm like, Ben Gretzky just kind of asked us to go for lunch, and I thought, wow, that's incredible, you know, for us having grown up watching him. And the odd sort of brush with greatness back then, Bob, you and I, the odd time you would see guys out a bit, or you might be, you know, you saw them and you could kind of reach out and touch them. But to have Wayne do that, there's been so many great moments. And right now, I think McDavid mania has really caught on. Bob, you know it, you see it, you live it, you feel it all the time. And I think this is maybe not a specific moment, but I think as we move forward, the organization, and we move forward with our broadcast careers, I think we're going to look back and go, we were part of something special. I always kind of joke with my family, a joke, it's actually not a joke, that, you know, Connor, I was there when Connor scored 50, got to interview him. I was there when Connor scored 60, got to interview him. I get so many wonderful opportunities, along with when Leon has scored 50, or if Nuge gets to 100, and, you know, they've kind of made me relevant and not important, but part of something important as the guy who just happens to be the host of the Oilers. So it's been a wonderful ride, and I'm not ready for it to end. Hopefully, one day I kind of joke that I'll retire when McDavid retires, but I think he might outlast me. But, you know, I say to people, so many kids in Canada grow up, their dream is to be in the NHL, and my dream was at one point to broadcast in the NHL. So it's been fantastic, you know, nothing short of fantastic block letters, I would say, for me, and I think a lot of that, Bob, apply to you as well.
Yeah, I dreamt one day of playing in the NHL, but as you know, Gene, I lack the speed, talent, agility, coordination, toughness, character, and discipline to play in the Western League, let alone, though I would say a 22-team Western League, I might have had a better chance than when there was 12. Awesome stuff, Gene. Look forward to seeing you on the bus heading over to the arena tonight.
Great. Look forward to our TV work tonight in the second intermission. Great game. I think it's going to be a heck of a matchup tonight for Vegas and Edmonton.
Absolutely. Two of the hottest teams in the NHL. That is Sportsnet's Gene Principe. We are going to go at 1:48 in Edmonton to the Oilers Now Prospect Report. It's brought to you by Reface Magic. Save money on your kitchen renovation. Don't replace, reface. And back in the 630 Chad Studios, he's a big part of the show, Brendan Escott.
Well, it's another season in which Matvei Petrov is going to finish atop Oilers prospects in scoring. He's well above a point per game, 93 points, Bob, in 65 games this year. He had 90 in 63 last season. So consistency, the name of the game, although he had a 40-goal year last year, just 27 this season, finding different ways to do it. But he is currently riding a four-game point streak in which he has 5 points, a goal, and 4 assists there. And he's leading the North Bay Battalion, who I believe have just wrapped up their season. I don't think that they've qualified for playoffs, though, Bob, oddly enough.
No, they made the playoffs. But I'll tell you, part of, you mentioned the goal scoring. That's a good pickup by you. Matvei Petrov played part of the season with a little bit of a wrist issue. So he wasn't shooting the puck as much and became a little bit more of a playmaker. Full expectation is for him to be in Bakersfield next year. We are going to take a timeout. It's 1:49 at Edmonton. And when we return on Oilers Now, we'll get to this day in Oilers history. And it involves a guy that Gene Principe just mentioned. It's for the folks at New West Travel. Bob Stauffer and Brendan Escott with you in Oilers Now. Just following up on Brendan Escott on Matvei Petrov. North Bay won their final 11 games this year. They're the 2 seed in the North Division. Ottawa had the number 1 seed. I saw the 67s play. They got a lot of skill. They might have more skill than Seattle, or not as big or as tough as Seattle is out west. Nonetheless, good year there. Royal Pizza, Pizza Pasta, and so much more. Still making it great. Get the new Canadian Club Pizza with ham, chicken, bacon, ranch, and fresh tomatoes. You can visit royalpizza.ca. Royal Pizza is Edmonton-owned and operates. It's got 15 Edmonton area locations. As we go to List Day in Oilers History for New West Travel, you heard Gene Principe reference Wayne Gretzky showing up at a couple New West Travel events on the road. Fly private charter to a 5-day golf getaway in Pinehurst, North Carolina in October. Details at newwesttravel.com. And on this date, 35 years ago today, Brendan Escott, what happened?
Wayne Gretzky topping the 100 assist mark for the 8th consecutive year, extending his own NHL record during a 6-4 Oilers win over Toronto at Maple Leaf Gardens. Gretzky with a goal and 3 assists, in fact, in that game.
I worked at Red Robin that night. I know for a fact I did. all right. The one on the south side on Gateway. No longer open. but it was a pretty hopping place back in 1988. Here's what we're going to roll with. We're going to tell you that tomorrow we'll have a full show for you and a little time to jump aboard open line. Louis DeBrosio will join us. Mark Spector's flying, so we're going to flip Louis. Louis's on our plane tonight flying back to Edmonton. At some point, and Spec has got a flight day tomorrow, so we're going to flip Mark and Louis. Louis is going to join us Wednesday edition of Oilers Now. David Staples, Cult of Hockey, and you will open up the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline. Tonight, we got the Oilers and the Golden Knights live from T-Mobile Arena in Vegas. 6 p.m. face-off show with Rob Brown, Reed Wilkins, of course, as the host, Brennan Escott, Cam Moon, Jack Michaels, and myself. It'll be Cam and me on the radio side, Jack, Louis, Gene on the television side on NHL Hockey and Rogers. I'll join him for a hit as well, 8 p.m. puck drop. Up next, Rob Breckenridge has coverage of the federal budget immediately from 2 to 3, and then it's Chelsea on Ched with Chelsea Bird from 3 until 6. Back at you at 6:35 Edmonton time on the Faceoff Show. So long, everybody.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.